This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. This week marks the 100th anniversary of the day the Titanic set out on its journey to New York City. But you probably knew that. You may not know about one of the ship's doctors, John Edward Simpson. He was on board that day. A letter written by the doctor to his mother in Belfast was mailed from the last port where the Titanic called before it made the disastrous turn and headed across the North Atlantic. In the letter, Dr. Simpson sends a few bits of news and fond wishes to his mom. He never returned, but the letter survived and found its way to his mother. Over the years, though, the letter fell in the hands of a collector. The Simpson family thought it lost forever until now. The letter has come full circle and will soon be on display at the new Titanic Museum in Belfast. To tell us more about the letter is Kate Dornan. She's Dr. Simpson's great-niece. She joins us from the BBC in Belfast. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now tell me, your family had the letter. Presumably it arrived from, where was it sent?
Well, he posted it when the Titanic stopped at Queenstown, the bottom of Ireland. It's now Cove. They stopped there to pick up more passengers and to send some mail ashore. So he sent it from there on the 11th of April, 1912.
Now, you have a copy of the letter, so could you read it to us?
I do indeed, yes. It says, "Dear Mother, I travelled from Liverpool on Monday by the 12 o'clock train and arrived on board at 10 p.m., feeling pretty tired. I'm very well now and I'm gradually getting settled into my new cabin, which is larger than my last. I found my two trunks unlocked and $5 or $6 stolen out of my pocketbook. I hope none of my stamps have been stolen. Did I have my old portmanteau when I borrowed the kit bag? I think not. With fondest love, John." So it's a very casual letter from a son to a mother, probably to keep her happy in a way. Nothing of great consequence. It wasn't the type of letter that, you know, people wrote during the war when they thought it might be their last communication. This plainly wasn't that. He was going off on an adventure, really. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the ordinariness of the letter that I find quite appealing as well, because you can just sense the son writing it to the mum and probably doing it quite quickly to get it done.
Well, now, we've seen a picture of him, and he was a handsome man, a kind of sad-eyed fellow with a huge and very impressive mustache.
Yes.
Did you know very much about him?
Well, we're really lucky, actually, because we've got different reports from survivors. There's a letter from Lightoller, the second officer, in which he says, "I may say I was practically the last person to speak to Dr. Simpson. And on this occasion, he was walking along the boat deck in the company of Messrs. McElroy, Barker and Dr. O'Loughlin. They were all perfectly calm in the knowledge that they'd done their duty. And each one individually came up and we all shook hands, merely exchanging the words, 'Goodbye, old man.' This occurred shortly before the end and I'm not aware that he was seen by anyone after that." Another officer on the Titanic met John Simpson's sister in Australia, actually, a few months later, coincidentally, and he talked about him coming up to him. He was one of the last lifeboats leaving the Titanic, and he was a crew member on. And John Simpson came up and said, "Here's something that might be of help to you," and gave him his pocket torch. So, I mean, he knew he wasn't going to need it anymore and just faced his end with a degree of dignity.
Now, the letter is going into the new Titanic Museum in Belfast. Did you ever think of trying to keep it in the family?
No, funny enough. We've got quite a big family here, and we all feel as strongly about John Simpson. You know, we're all extremely proud of him, and everybody felt that actually we just wanted the letter to be in Belfast and that the Belfast people and any visitors to Belfast would be able to see it. It's part of a living history. I think we're all very happy that it's actually going to be back on home territory. It feels a wee bit like a wee bit of him coming home.
Kate Dornan joined us from the BBC in Belfast. She is the great-niece of Dr. John Edward Simpson, who died on the Titanic in 1912. Kate Dornan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for letting me talk about him.